in Breakfast Bad. Owen, why is it called Breakfast Bad?
That was really slow today.
Was it?
Yeah,
it wasn't really on
your normal tempo. But it's cool. Ask me again.
Good morning, welcome to Breakfast Bad. Owen, why is it called Breakfast Bad?
Because we like breakfast and we like Breaking Bad.
Okay, cool. Steph, what did you have for breakfast?
I had some Jordan's Meal granola with chocolate curls.
Did you? Did you not have anything else?
That's what I have for breakfast.
Okay, what did you have for breakfast, Owen?
I just had some Weetabix.
God, no one had Marmite then.
No one had Marmite. What did you have?
We'll save that for another day. Oh, I had Marmite on toast.
Did you?
You're an idiot. It wasn't clear though, was it, Kevin?
Yeah.
It wasn't clear. We were going to do like a little, what are they called?
Taste test
today with the clear.
Say that again, that's a nice word to say.
Taste test. With the clear Marmite, and Steph reckons she could tell the difference between it, as did you, Owen, I believe.
Yeah, well, number one, I said that it didn't exist, and then when you assured me that it did, I was willing to take
you're
that
anti
test
it, though, weren't
all
you?
Day long. Oh yeah, it's wrong.
So we went to buy something. It turned out it was an April Fool's joke. So we're like, it got us out like a month and a half after the event.
It got you out, and then you conned us all.
Yeah, are you working for them?
And our 4.5 listeners.
The thing is, it's after midday, so they're the fools.
Are they? It's like those clip-on man buns that went around. People still think that's a real thing.
What?
Are they not real?
No.
What do you mean?
How do you explain Owen's Owen's fine ass?
No, man bun, like a hair.
Oh.
Now you just sound weird and gay.
Squats, I guess.
you know these like things.
Top knots.
Like a top knot, I guess.
They're all the rage out in Scandinavia.
The rage.
Are those? Have you seen those? Like they're like things that men wear on the beach.
Like a pouch, basically.
Yeah, but they're so much worse than that.
Mm. I've got a reindeer pouch.
I thought you said you had one. Yeah. What you have?
Well, I'll go it for Christmas.
Do you wear it on the beach?
No, the reindeer on the beach. I'm not meant to.
I wear it at winter at family dinners. we've got like there's some that are like the side one, so it literally just takes your junk.
That's the one I've seen.
And like ties it. But this is the girls' one.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. And it basically, sorry, but it looks like a sanitary pad. That is the only way to describe it.
It looks like a
stop looking at the boobs and focus on the rest.
Stop looking at the boobs, focus on the fanny.
This has all got a bit strong. I thought we were talking about breakfast. Oh, we are.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. So, I wouldn't wear one of them, would you?
No.
No, why would I wear one? I don't have anything like that.
Well, you wouldn't wear the female equivalent?
No.
No?
Nah.
Cool.
Nah.
News. Standard news. Okay, the main thing that everyone's talking about is that gay cake.
What? I don't think the cake was gay.
Do you not know about it, Owen?
I don't know anything about it. What are you talking about?
Okay, well, basically, they're in like Northern Ireland at the moment. They're looking at doing a referendum on whether gay marriage can be legal because it's still illegal. And somebody went to a baker's and asked for a cake with a pro-gay marriage message written on it. And a baker refused. And it's been like a landmark case. Although they've only been awarded like £500 in damages, it's the first time that... So like the gays won, basically. That sounds really bad. Like the people who wanted the message won because the bakery was saying like it's against our religious rights.
Because they're Christians.
Because they're Christians and said like we don't believe in gay marriage, we don't want to support
it. A bit like there was that hotel like in this country like a few years back that wouldn't let the gay couple stay.
But they didn't win the cake. Like
The hotel got sued, definitely.
Did it?
Yeah, man.
Oh, well, they're saying this is a landmark case then.
Because it's a cake.
It's the first ever gay cake issue.
But it sounds ridiculous. What do you think about a gay cake?
I'm on the side of the gay couple.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that wasn't a question.
All right. So what was your question to me?
I don't know. What's the news here?
I think the question is, like, where do you draw the line? Because,
depends on the design of the cake, doesn't it?
I mean, the thing is as well, I mean, it's a weird one, isn't it?
Because it's hard to say, because in their minds, like, especially in Northern Ireland, where it's quite religious, like, religion is still quite strong.
Yeah.
It's hard to say, well, your religion... Like, it doesn't matter about your religion, but it does matter about your belief in, like, whether you should be allowed to be married. So it's saying, where do you draw the line on, like, discriminating against people? You shouldn't ever be able to discriminate, really, but...
No. But then is them providing the service, and, like...
they could have just turned around and said, unfortunately, we can't offer this to you, but here's like a list of bakeries that could. But I think it was the way they dealt with it. And we're like, we're not doing it for you.
Okay. So, was there any other news?
Yeah, there was Stephen Gerrard's you'd think he was retiring from Liverpool. He's not retiring, is he? He's been transferred. Yeah.
The one man club that's moving to another club.
Yeah. Like, what is with this one man club bullshit when he's actually moving to another club?
There's no gigs, is he?
No, I don't understand.
And now Raheem Sterling's left as well, as of this morning.
Has he?
Yeah.
And he joined Crystal Palace. He was out on the town with them last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, that might be, might be his next place.
Yeah, that day they lost to them. Like, he was
partying.
He just went out partying with all the Crystal Palace players. Does that break your heart a little bit, I mean, that Raheem Sterling's left? Because you're a Liverpool fan, closet Liverpool fan.
I think he's horrible. Horrible little shit. I don't like
him. Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think you say that's slanderous. And he retweets all of our episodes.
No, I don't think he does.
I think he does.
No, I'm still not on board. I know that Hodgson shouldn't have come out and repeated it, but like that whole thing about being tired. Man up. That's all I've got to say about that.
Man up.
Owen, how many goals a season was it if you were...
if I was up front for Man United, I'd get at least a few.
Can I tell this little story? Yeah, I was out with Owen the other day, Steph, and Owen said that if he was to play up front for Man United, just a one-off game, if he was up front, he would definitely score. What do you think?
Well, I remember hearing the end of this and the discussion that he would go in as Owen, not as like a superstar player, no offence. So he'd have the crowd behind him
I think if I had the other 10 players around me, I reckon I'd get like 4 or 5 chances, like, and the odds are I'd probably bang one of them away.
I don't think you would.
The thing is, the only thing I have to base this on is the time I've seen you two play FIFA and Kev won.
That's different to real life though, isn't it?
Is it?
Same.
And you can ask Kev how much he lost to me on FIFA this morning if you like. We're out.
Just the one game you played for 5 minutes.
Oh yeah. Okay, well, okay, I don't think me playing for Man United is news. What else are we going to talk about? That's all the news we've got.
You've got a whole newspaper there.
Yeah, but it's full of really sad, pressing things. And I'm just...
What about Taylor Swift? She's done something, hasn't she?
Yeah, she has. Calvin Harris. She won like 7 Billboard awards last night, which is massive considering. And then she had a big after party, and Harry Styles wasn't banned, but everybody else from One Direction was there, and he wasn't. And they were all taking these really cute photos.
Why was he banned?
Because they used to go out.
Did they?
Yeah,
was Ed Sheeran
famously band? No, she's like best friends with Ed Sheeran.
I thought she went out with him as well.
No, that was a common misconception. In fact, they did a performance last week to mark their like 3-year friendship.
It's a bit weird.
What are we going to do for our 3-year friendship?
Performance?
Invent a time machine. Go back and celebrate it.
Oh, I thought you meant like stop it, like go back.
I thought you meant as well.
Yeah, put a time machine, stop it from ever happening.
Judgment Day.
So yeah, she won loads of awards and came out with Calvin Harris, which I care about, but I don't think that you two do.
No, not really. I don't really care who Taylor Swift's.
Well, then why did you ask?
I don't care who she's dating. Is what I said.
Okay.
She seems like a nice girl.
Yeah. Because other stuff is like that nurse that killed loads of people.
All right.
See what I mean, though.
See what else there is.
Paul O'Grady's got a TV probe on a helium gas.
Was there not some kind of dog that got like brought back to life?
Oh, the island with Bear Grylls.
Okay, we can talk about that.
Is that news?
Yeah, it's got loads of publicity.
Okay.
Because a man got chronically dehydrated.
Yeah, they like the...
irritable, lightheaded, incapable of thinking rationally. Sounds like me most of the time.
I've been liking that. Have you watched much of it?
I've never watched any of it. What is it?
It is really good.
Basically, like there's like have a, like 10 was it 12 12 blokes on one island, 12 women on another island, and they're basically just left there, and they're given like a knife and like a bucket,
and they're given two machetes and like 3 knives,
yeah, and they just have to survive, and like they don't get any help at all.
They've been given like a 24-hour crash course in like survival.
Where do they draw the line if one of them tries to eat the other?
And that hasn't happened yet, but like what happens,
how long have they
is,
been there?
They said they film it all
a month.
They film it all themselves. And they send the tapes back to, like, a nearby island every other, like, day by
what
boat.
What if, like, one day one of the tapes comes back and it's just one dude and he's all covered in blood?
Then it'd definitely get recommissioned for, like, 12 more shows. But so, like, if they start to see that, like, for instance, if they can't find a source of water within, like, 24 hours, they lose and it's over because, obviously, they will actually die. So,
but like the girls' team, like they're so much worse than the boys' team. I thought they'd be like much more organised, but they haven't been. And like they did things like they killed a pig and they ate it, and they tried to keep the remains in one of their jerry cans, so it went all rotten. So they got rid of the jerry can, so they could only produce so much water because they only had one jerry can left, and they weren't drinking enough water, and all their like vital organs were starting to shut down and stuff, and they had to like say if you don't sort this out now, like you're coming off the island, because they were all in danger of like having massive kidney problems.
Like last series, where because they always have like they'll have a doctor as taking part of it, and like you know, so people that can help them in everyday situations. And there was that man that had really, really chronic constipation because he was so dehydrated. And the doctor had to make him an enema out of like a plastic bottle that he found in the sea.
Oh, wow.
And it's going
above and beyond the Call of Duty.
It sounds grim, but it was so funny because like you really shared his elation when he could finally poo for like the first time in however long. And he like ran behind this thing and the doctor was shouting, keep it in, hold the water in. He was like, it's going to happen. And then he like runs behind this tree and you see him go, yay!
Like, so I think I think I might apply to go on that programme next year.
Do they need doctors and...
Big red men.
I think I'd watch it and I think I'd be quite good.
Do you not...
The thing is, like, I've seen you, like, in a kitchen situation and it ain't great, is it? I mean, it's better than me, but, like, I don't...
In a kitchen situation? What does that even mean?
I've just seen you, like, trying to make your way about and just get from A to B in, like, life and... Like, even with, like, Wi-Fi, sometimes you struggle, don't you?
There won't be any Wi-Fi on the island.
But yeah, well, that's what I mean.
But do you not think, like, most of it, the thing I would possibly struggle with is, it's not necessarily the survival, it's the people you're there with?
Yeah, I think I'd probably just, like...
Are there any spiders?
I haven't asked you to come.
Rude.
I don't think you two could survive without each other.
They all kind of stick together and they all get on each other's tits. What I'd probably do is very quickly work out who my favourite two or three were and we'd just fuck off to another part of the island.
But
just survive with like two or three of you.
No, but that doesn't work though, does it?
Yeah.
Mm.
Why?
Well, because...
How are you going to like reproduce and stuff?
You're not there for like years and they're all men.
Okay.
No, just take
what are you going to do about the cake?
Just take two or three and then go, and you don't have to worry about everyone, because the biggest problem is with those people, so many of them are lazy, so you've got three or four doing the work, the rest are just like sunbathing. But I wouldn't be able to do them with that. I'd just say, right, you lot fucking do one, we're going over here, and you just go and set up your own little community, just three or four of you.
Mm.
That's the way to do it.
Okay.
I'll try it on the next series.
You're a good team player then, yeah?
Go on the next series.
Well, no, the problem is no one else is, that's the thing.
No, two wrongs don't make a right.
I'll apply if you apply.
Okay, I'll apply.
Should we both apply?
I think I'd be really good
at
it. Actually, I think I'd cry for like 2 days and then I'd be really good. It? Is that like a... Okay.
You guys are idiots.
What are you going to go on? Big Brother.
I'm not going on that. I'm not interested. I'm going to play for Man United.
Okay, we went on the radio the other day, on BBC Three Counties radio.
Feels like that was ages ago.
It was quite a while ago. Yeah. Because we've all been doing different things, like... We've been releasing podcasts that were done in the past. That's always a thing, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I guess. But
it would be pretty exceptional to release one that we did in the future. That would get the listeners up.
We went on Nick Coffer's show, and he was really nice, wasn't he?
He was lovely.
But there was a horrible thing that happened to me beforehand, where he was doing some editing of like a clip that we were going to play, and you were parked across the road, weren't you? And they said, oh yeah, Steph, you got time to move your car? So Steph went off to move the car, and it was just me and Nick in this room.
And you're like, live on air.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like...
They did lock me out, and I couldn't get back up for
like,
a while.
And he was like, right, next track, and like he was playing the song. I was thinking, Steph needs to come back in the room now, or is it just me? It was the most stressful thing ever, nearly.
Really?
Yeah.
What was more stressful?
It reminded me of, Steph, you don't know this story. It was the worst thing that ever happened to me.
Okay.
I was at Luton Town versus Blackpool away. Tom was 6 months old. Me and Lucy went. Took Tom with us. Before the match, we went to the the ticket office. We said, oh, can we have a ticket for the family enclosure? They're like, not if you're not Blackpool fans. You have to go in the Luton end. I was like, oh, great. So anyway, we paid our money, went in. And the steward was helping us to our seats. And I was like, it was outside, it was raining. And I noticed there was like a bit of loose wood under the seat. So I put my foot on it and I went over on my ankle. I was like, oh God, this is going to cost you. He was like, oh no, what can we do? I was like, well, we're going to have to sit somewhere else. Like, I can't, you know. He was like, oh, just give me a minute. And like, he went off. I was like, oh, we're going to get moved over to the family enclosure now. Came back with a wheelchair.
Oh God.
Put me in the wheelchair. Guess what? Wheeled me along the side of the pitch. In front of all the Blackpool fans, who gave me a round of applause.
Oh, you're an idiot.
Right?
Were Lucy and Tom still with you at this point?
No, they were still in those shit seats. So I got the round of applause.
What
has
Tom been thinking?
He was 6 months old.
Oh, okay. Lucy thinking?
I don't know.
Idiot.
Yeah. It's just escalated so quickly. It got worse. Like, went through, and they went to take me into the physio's room, but they wheeled me through, and they took a wrong turn. They went into the Luton Town dressing room, and I was in there in a wheelchair in front of all my heroes. It was the waffle.
You should have played on that and been like, "Oh, it's my final wish."
It was awful. Oh god, it was the worst thing that ever happened. Anyway, like, I managed to, they put some ice on my ankle that wasn't even swollen because I'd faked it. I went back to the seat, and then it rained so much that we went home.
Wowzers.
Yeah, but Luton did win 3-1.
So you were obviously their good luck charm.
Oh god, it was horrible.
I don't think I've got anything. I've got a story about where I kind of lied about, I did the opposite of lying about an injury. Like, I was on a cub camp, and I think I was about 11, and there was this horrible sickness bug went around, like, loads of people, but none of my friends had it, and I knew that all of the ill people were getting moved, like, it was like plague. They were getting, like, quarantined in this, like, hut thing, but I was in a tent with my mates and it was all right. And I felt something's not right. I thought, what do I do? I thought, I'm not going to make it outside, and if I do, they'll take me to that quarantine area. No one to come back from that, and I didn't want to. And I didn't know if that was just it.
It's been taken away and killed.
So what I did was I sat up, and I kind of meant to, and it was kind of just a panic. I just, like, vomited, like, really far towards the back of the tent. There was about six of us all there in a line. Everyone else was asleep. And after it was all out, I was like, oh, I actually don't feel so bad. And I went back to sleep.
Left all your friends in vomit.
Oh, my God. I woke up the next morning and there was all this commotion, and everyone, like, one of the RKers was, like, there, like, who was sick? We need to take you to quarantine. And they were all like, well, it wasn't me. And they were all sort of blaming on each other. And luckily, I'd, like, skipped the two guys next to me, so I wasn't even a suspect.
Tactical chunder.
So then they all got moved off to this room. And so I was there pretty much in the tent on my own. So then after, like...
Everyone else got taken away.
Yeah, because they couldn't decide who it was. So then after, like faking that I wasn't ill, like, everyone had gone, so then I had to go and pretend that I was ill so I would get taken to this room.
Pick up some of the sick and be like...
yeah. Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to the guys that I was sick on. I don't think I ever admitted it to them. I moved away that summer, so I haven't seen them since.
Hope they listen to this.
I was sick on you, I'm so sorry.
I'll tell you about my horrible thing that happened in Denmark.
No.
I was staying in this hotel, and I was on the top floor. Got back from my gig. Top floor was about 2 a.m. I thought, I need a cigarette. So I went down in the lift. It's really creepy anyway, it's really dark. Got down to the bottom floor, and the lift opened, and there was, like, just a little old lady just standing there outside the lift, and, like hairs on her chin. I was like, oh. And I went to go past her, and she put her arm on me. She was like, do you live here? I was like, no, I'm just staying in the hotel. She went, oh, okay. She went, can you take me up in the lift and let me in upstairs? I was like, all right. I said, do you live here? She went, no. I was like, okay. No, I can't do that. I said, well, are you staying in the hotel? She was like, no. I went, no, I can't take you upstairs. And then she grabbed hold of my arm and she went, my father went missing in 1966 and they're after me now.
Oh, she's already got dementia.
Oh, man, it was terrifying.
Oh, God.
It was horrible. And I didn't really know what to do. Like, but my skin just, like,
yeah,
I just froze. And I was like, I need to go outside. And she came outside with me, and I went into the pizza shop next door. And as I went in, they were like, you're not coming in to her. You're not coming in.
Oh.
I was like, oh, thank God, I'm safe for a minute. And I waited for her to turn her back, and I ran back, and I was, like, trying to get the key in the door. I managed to get the key in the door, and I left her.
Oh, my God.
What did you want me to do? What did you want me to do?
You literally, it's National Dementia Awareness Week.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit,
you left this. That's going to be you one day, according to The Sun, with your dementia test.
Oh, God.
Oh, that poor lady. I can imagine how it would be terrifying.
It was terrifying.
Probably was for her, but you didn't know where she was.
I didn't go out for a cigarette. I just smoked in the room from then on.
Carsten doesn't listen to this.
Yeah.
Shit. Do you have any scary stories?
I don't think so.
How would I have called the police in Denmark?
Like, 112, isn't it?
I don't know. Why have you phoned the police in Denmark?
No, it's like the
you
international...
I don't know any of this.
Always 112, like a 118 thing. But I'm pretty sure it's 112 is the, like, international emergency services thing.
Would you have called the police, Owen? Would you have done it?
No,
you would have done exactly what
I wouldn't
have
gone out for a cigarette. It's filthy.
But what would you have done in that situation?
I don't know.
You would have done exactly the same as me.
Yeah, I probably would have waited till she turned her back and then run away.
Oh, God.
What would you have done, Steph?
I would have gone to the nearest place and said, can you call the police?
I think it would have been different, like, if she hadn't have got herself barred from a kebab shop. I've been in that kebab shop. It's not very nice. She must have done something pretty hideous.
Oh. I'm not sure about this, guys.
Okay. Have you got any scary stories?
Just when my phone rings in the middle of a podcast with a number that I don't recognise.
Why don't you answer it here, live and air?
Do it now.
Do it.
Hello?
Is that Steph?
Hello, speaking.
No worries, and maybe we'll get you back to one day.
Yeah, that'd be lovely.
Cheers,
thanks, bye.
That was Radio Gold.
I was going to say. I was like, why are we still recording? Maybe we should like edit that bit out at some point.
Maybe. So, do you think it's time for a new section?
Yeah.
Shit, you haven't told your story.
What story?
We'll just cut it off, as I say, as my phone rings, and then we'll come straight back in with your story.
Yeah, go back,
Where... Well, we can probably just carry on for now, and I'll edit it later.
It
but what story? What do you want
to do? You're going to talk about the things that move.
Oh.
Tectonic plates?
No. Uh-huh.
Maybe we could just have a scary section each week.
Okay. A lot of things scare me, so we do have a scary section this week.
Here we go.
Just watched the Terminator trailer. Terminator Genesis? Genocide? Genesis.
It's definitely not genocide.
Looks alright, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah. I haven't really liked a Terminator film since the second one.
Do you know, this is a bit of a weird problem. My initial problem is that how ugly have they made John Connor?
Hell? What the fuck? He's too old.
Well, no, because he would be that old, he's too old by now, wouldn't he? But, like, what's with all the Scarface?
I don't know. I really like the kid that played him in the second one.
Yeah, he was really good.
What was his name? He was in American History X as well.
Edward Furlong.
Yeah.
And then in the third one, which was a bit shit, was that Nick Stahl guy, who was also good. And then Christian Bale was in the last one. And then I've got some weird...
What's the guy from the TV series? What was his name?
Thomas Decker.
Thomas Decker was probably my favourite John Connor.
Yeah. Moving on.
All right.
Yeah, no, he was good.
Well, I know.
He's not going to retweet you.
He will.
He won't.
I bet he does.
Okay.
Bet your pound.
Okay, bet your pound.
That's how we should make a bet. Like, I think in John Connors, Thomas Decker's my favourite, and Mate Your Boyfriend, the second one, is my second favourite American History X guy.
Did you know that Edward Furlong, like, I don't think he was actually, this might be bullshit, but I've heard that he wasn't actually an actor, just James Cameron saw him and thought that he had, like, a bit of attitude that he liked, and he just got him to be in it. What do you think about that? Yeah, Radio Silence?
In what?
In Terminator 2.
Nah.
He wasn't an actor.
Really?
Yeah, he just like I say, James Cameron saw him and was like, I want that guy, he's fucking cool. I thought he was cool.
Yeah, he's really cool.
Shut up, my mom, Todd. Stuff like that.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if he had any other films before that. He must have done.
Nah. He was, after that, he got fat, didn't he? And he was in Detroit, Rock City.
He had a few problems, didn't he?
That's what happens. Yeah. Like, he went fat, Macaulay Culkin went skinny.
That's what happens when you're not a proper actor and you do acting work. You get problems. Probably. What do you think of it, Steph, anyway? You've been very quiet on the subject.
Yeah, I thought it was all right.
I thought they gave it, there was a bit of...
I feel like I've just watched the whole film.
Yeah, there was a bit too much going on in it.
My issue as well is that, like, I feel like they moved the goalposts too much. Like, I'm sure Judgment Day has been and gone about three times. Like, I don't like it. I like it when people stick within parameters.
I can't remember anything about, like, the last two.
Really confused me is I obviously don't understand not seeing the films, but... At first, I thought that was a remake of, like, the first one, but wrong, because...
Nah, I think what they've done is, like, because so much has happened in the past, I think, like, they've taken the first one as something which has happened, but then now they're going back and altering what happened in that first one.
Because, because she was saying, like, oh, my life, I've been training my son, whereas in the first one, like, she knows nothing about it when they come back, and...
Yeah. When they went back in the... Because you haven't seen the second one, have you? When they went back in the second one, it was when, like, her son was a teenager and she'd been sort of preparing him.
Right,
so she spent, like, 15 years or whatever sort of preparing him for that.
There's too much going on.
Yeah.
Don't like it. Give me Pitch Perfect 2 and we'll be fine.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Pitch Perfect 1.
Haven't you? Oh, my God, it's really good.
Who's in that?
Anna Kendrick, but you won't know who that is.
Is it a rom-com?
No, it's like Glee was a film, but a lot less cheesy and a lot more funny.
You've got singing in it.
Yeah, loads of singing. That's what I like.
I like singing in a film.
You like Bugs in Malone, don't you?
Love Bugs
That's
in Malone.
A great. That reminds me of Christmas.
Yeah.
Do you want to know something?
What? Were you in Bugs in Malone?
No. Oh, sit me down.
Never
seen
Actually,
it.
Actually, no, that was Dexter.
What?
Never seen it.
Why turn off this shit?
Really?
Yeah, do you know what else I've never seen?
What?
Oh my God.
Grease.
Oh, that's not so bad.
So why are we bullying me for not seeing classic films?
When I haven't seen the musicals.
Yeah.
You've seen South Park, right?
Yeah,
it's in
sure.
the musical, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you need to watch it. I've got Bugs Malone.
I've got Bugs Malone. We can watch it now.
Do we have to?
You would love
it's
it.
It's really good.
You would love it. You play songs from Bugs Malone when you play live.
Only with you, not in real life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not by choice.
Yeah. I don't like... Because they're kids, like, dressed as grown-ups, aren't they?
You get an awkward boner, like is that what happens?
No, I don't like it.
Whoa, God!
Jesus. No, I just don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable.
All right.
Well, okay, like, I think you're missing out, but...
No,
we're going to watch it.
Yeah, we're going to sit you down and make you watch it.
Tie you up if you have to.
Wow.
Did you say... I thought you said tie him up. Make it look pretty and watch the film.
Wow, do we have any other film news?
There's a film that we need to go and see very soon.
Is it Mad
the
Max?
Other Schwarzenegger one? Like Maggie? With
June the 8th, I think it is.
Are you going to tell us what the film is? Or?
Have a guess.
Oh, it's Jurassic Park.
Yeah,
oh,
already talked Jurassic about World Park.
Jurassic
Oh, God.
It's out. It's out like in like a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So we can go see that.
Do you know what else is out in a couple of weeks?
What?
My birthday.
Oh.
Look how excited you got.
Oh. I've already got you a present.
Ooh. Rude.
Okay.
Is that all the films
you've got? Films we've got for now. Because I'm older than you guys, I was thinking about this the other day.
What?
Because I'm older than you guys, I was thinking about this the other day, because I bought some chocolate, and it was, I can't remember what it was, but it reminded me of some of the chocolates I used to get when I was younger. So I was just going to run some names by you, and I want to know if you remember them.
Okay.
Okay?
Did you used to go to Ye Olde Sweet Shop? But back then it was just called Ye Sweet Shop.
Just called Sweet Shop. But do you remember Texans?
And the people from Texas?
No, you don't remember.
Well, can you also describe like, what they were?
Texan was like a toffee with chocolate around it.
Twix.
No, it was like hard, like.
Why do you eat
that? I
don't
like that. You know, is it like a curly whirly?
A little bit like that, but harder. But and solid. Yeah.
On that, can I just ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
You know when you get like roses or quality streets?
Yeah.
Do you eat the toffee ones?
No. I eat the toffee ones. I don't eat the purple ones.
What? We need to share quality streets.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ugh. Okay.
Purple ones are nutty, right?
Yeah, they've got a nut in the middle.
You
but
don't
they've
like
got,
chocolate
they've got a lot of, they've got a lot of the...
I actually do. It's just from a kid. Like, I never used to like nuts. But,
okay.
And then, so ever since, like, I've never eaten the nutty ones. I do like nuts, and I do like chocolate-covered nuts.
I don't like toffee ones.
No, the toffee ones are the worst ones.
Yeah, yeah right.
Do you know, have you seen, like, Miniature Heroes, right?
They're shit now.
Right, do you know what they've done?
What?
I got some the other day, right? Miniature Heroes. Being the key and hero, so you get like a little bounty, a little Mars bar,
Snickers.
Yeah, do you know what's in there now?
What?
A chocolate eclair.
That's been in there for ages.
Yeah, but it's not miniature. It's normal chocolate eclair size.
No, because the whole point is like the chocolate eclair sweet is based on a chocolate eclair, like cream puff.
No. A chocolate eclair sweet, like it's in there. And it's the same size as a chocolate eclair.
Does it feel like a giant among men?
It's not a miniature, and it's not a hero.
What's a hero?
I don't know. A Mars bar would be a hero compared to a chocolate eclair.
Mm.
No one likes chocolate eclairs. Not in that situation.
I like chocolate eclairs.
Well, in that situation,
I prefer to be a chocolate eclair maybe than a Mars bar.
Well, in the miniature hero situation, if I got miniature heroes out now and tipped them on the table,
let's notch this down 10%. Everybody chill. Everybody relax.
Heisenberg says.
Well, if I got miniature heroes out there...
Shit, fucking hell.
Kev's kicking off.
If I got some miniature heroes out now, threw them all on the table, so you've got, like, your little Malteser thing...
Yeah, I'd have a couple of everything else, and then, like, at some point I'd be like, oh, that would be a bit different.
Also, I'd like to point out...
So it would be the last thing that you had.
Maltesers aren't in Heroes, they're in Celebrations.
Shit.
So, if we're going to get technical about this, same with Bounty, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
But anyway, so you're...
Carry on with your...
Yeah, with your old-time chocolate. Whatever's original.
A secret?
Oh, yeah, I remember them. They were kind of... They were round and they were like a... Yeah,
they were really,
yeah.
really... Like, they were like chocolate on the bottom, right?
And,
then they had, like,
the
foamy sort of cream. And then they had a lattice effect on the top.
Yeah, they were, like, rolled, weren't they?
Yeah.
They're going to be before your time, definitely. Yeah.
But it was so funny.
I used to have them on a Friday night after I went swimming and we go to the video store and hire a video and I'd get a secret. Sometimes I form that to whip.
They were always so hard to ask for, though. It's like, I remember going to the 24-hour garage, like 2 in the morning. Can I have a secret, please? Like, what? Your best mate fancies you? It'd be like that used to always be the thing, like, having to...
Oh no.
Shit the bed. Okay, I've got another one for you.
Okay.
Right, you know those Fry's chocolates?
Oh, the peppermint cream.
Yeah, right. Do you know what it used to happen when I was little?
What?
Right, it wasn't peppermint. Like, there would be, like, six sections, and it would be a different flavour in each section. So you'd have, like, a purple section, an orange section.
They brought those out again recently.
What?
Yeah.
Turn this shit off.
In, like, the... I can't cross my legs under this table. In, like, the, sweet shops, like... What's the ones that are around here?
Mr. Yeldy Sweet Shop.
It doesn't exist.
Merrick's.
Okay, go for Merrick's. Try that. They brought them all out. Because I remember thinking there was peppermint cream... And orange cream. I didn't know there was any others.
I've got no idea what you guys are talking about.
Fries. Oh my
fries
God,
is a current chocolate.
Fries is like a thing that you get at McDonald's.
No, like, no, that's like F-R-Y-S. Fries. No. I'll buy you one, they're nice.
Okay.
Okay. What about those pyramids that I told you about?
Oh, that I didn't believe existed.
I don't remember them in real life, but I remember you eventually proving your argument.
Anything else?
Pacers.
Pacer?
Pacers. They were like chewy mints, and they had stripes on them.
No, that sounds mental. No,
they were good.
Did you ever have pear drops?
Yeah.
Because weren't they like basically like an anesthetic thing?
Were they?
What did you?
Are you getting confused with aniseed?
That wasn't an anesthetic either.
No, but it sounds similar, doesn't it?
No, I'm not that stupid. No, like. In the world, there's a Roald Dahl book. Like, I had this giant Roald Dahl encyclopedia.
George's Marvelous Medicine.
No. Yeah. That is a great story, though. Yeah. And he talks about when he was younger, there's like some biographical bits in there. And they used to go to the shop, and their mum and dad used to say they could buy pearl drops. And then they found out, like, years later, that they're actually like a form, not like an anaesthetic, like, it's like really strong cough drops, like, makes kids really sleepy. That's the word I'm thinking of. It doesn't, like, numb your pain, it makes you really sleepy.
All right.
What's that stuff that in films they put on a rag and put to your mouth and make you pass out? That's what I meant, not anaesthetic. Yeah, that's stupid.
So you'd say, like, if we got loads of pear drops, we could make some chloroform out of it?
Basically, yeah. That's what Roald Dahl taught me.
So is this the Breakfast Bed / Anarchist Cookbook?
Yeah. Also, interesting / boring fact for you, Roald Dahl died the day I was born, so I'm basically him reincarnated.
Really?
Yeah, 3rd of June 1990.
Wow.
Blimey. I can't believe you were born in the 90s.
We're not talking about that subject today.
No.
What else have you got to tell us about?
Well, what was your favourite when you were?
Well, I remember that Snickers used to be called Marathons. And what else was there? There was no, that's it. That's all
I had something the other day. It was like a Cadbury's bar. It was today actually. I don't know what it was called, but it was called like a hazelnut something.
Oh, and like a square.
Yeah, but when you open it up, it's like it's got like raised platforms on it, and then you bite into it, and it's got like liquid hazelnut in the
center. Like hazelnut cream in the middle.
Yeah. Have you tried that?
You guys and your creams. What's the matter?
You don't like the creams, do you?
Not really. Not in the hazelnut form.
I don't like cream in general, really. If it's in like a.
Do you know what I like?
What?
Only at Christmas, because otherwise I don't think I would live to see many days. You sometimes get cream, like double cream, like in your fridge, don't you, for cakes and stuff. When Christmas Day is out of the way and all the cakes have been had, whatever is left, say we've got like, a squared plus b squared, like what you've got left is c squared of cream.
Yeah.
I'll have that for the next, like, however many days on my cereal in the morning.
Well, cream on your cereal?
Cream on my cereal. Imagine that.
But saying that, whenever we go for this breakfast, I always have whole milk on my cereal.
I'll just buy that anyway.
Do you? That's really unhealthy.
No, it's not. It's better for you than all the other crap. Whole milk is the healthiest one.
Really fattening.
It's like fat isn't a bad thing.
No, but it depends on how much milk away. You drink.
I'd go through, like...
I use it as a treat.
Yeah.
A very, very it's really rare
healthy.
Treat.
Like, it's not weight-wise, yeah, healthy fats are good, but, like, for your heart and stuff, if you're always drinking and eating, like, full-fat milk, that's not very good.
It's doing... I'm 30 and counting.
I'm on 10.
I honestly think you sound thinner than both of you, so...
Fuck you.
Like, full-fat stuff is good for you.
Yeah, full-fat stuff, but not necessarily milk.
Yeah, milk, man. It's all right. It's better than that.
I think if you look it up, if you say... If there was... If you ask Jeeves yogurt. Or Siri or whatever, saying, should I have full-fat milk on my cereal every day, I think they'll say, no!
Should we ask Siri right now?
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if this is going to work. I don't really do much with Siri.
I don't do anything.
You just talk to it when you're lonely.
How do we even make Siri work?
Hold your button down.
Okay.
And then let go. And she...
Go on,
okay. Then. Is full... All right, sit down.
Fuck you, Siri.
What, I hold it down and then... Sam. What the... Is full-fat milk good for me? And it's telling me to phone people.
No!
It's calling someone.
Who's it phoning?
It's calling Nick from the October game.
Oh, Nick.
Perhaps he knows that he's got the answer.
Yeah. But, okay, let me try it on mine and see if it works. Do it.
Okay.
Is it for my front microphone doesn't work, as I learnt the other day? Get off.
Okay. I'm not touching you.
Makes a change. Okay. Is full fat milk good for you? Did I leave it too late? Some things you can ask me. Okay. Is full fat milk good for me? Fuck you, Siri.
Okay, I think Siri is a bunch of bullshit.
You two are dicks.
Yeah.
Try on yours.
I haven't got Siri.
Should we find out about it for next week?
Yeah, okay.
I want to hear what Siri says. Well, pause it. Pause that thing.
Okay. Okay, so just for the record, I typed in, is it bad for you?
Yeah.
And the first few that come up, whole milk is healthier than skimmed milk. Why whole milk isn't as bad as you were told as a kid.
Prove anything with facts.
Where did the idea that full-fat dairy is bad for you originate? This concept emerged in the 1950s, blah, blah, blah. The full-fat paradox is telling it, like, literally everything is like...
Like I say, yogurt and stuff,
don't
totally... I'm not backpedalling. What I was going to say, if you let me finish without jumping in, is that I knew that about yogurt and butter and everything like that. It's always better to have full-fat.
I don't want that.
But I didn't know that about milk. So what I was going to say was thank you for teaching me
something.
You're
welcome. I was educating...
I thought you backpedalling to me.
I was educating the whole world. So I'm just going to stick with my cream on my cereal.
Okay, one really exciting thing that's happened. What are you doing?
Stretching.
Never make
that noise ever again.
You did. One exciting thing that happened is we are now officially on iTunes.
Yay.
Yeah.
I don't know how to link to it. I don't know how to get people to listen to it because I'm not very good.
We're going to talk about this now.
Well, yeah, because we need to tell people how to get to it.
Oh, yeah, but I thought you meant about, like, this whole how you're going to link to it thing.
No.
That doesn't feel like a them problem. That feels like a you problem.
Like, the way I do it is I go into iTunes and then in the search I type in breakfast bad and then it brings them up.
Yeah, just do that.
They could just do that.
Is there another way?
Probably, but I feel like they should work for it. No, we can share the link. I'll do that. I'll share the link.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't got anything else to add to this discussion.
Alright. You've been listening to Breakfast Bad. Anything else? How do we get in touch?
They don't, do they?
Well, we had Aaron get in touch in the week, didn't we?
Yeah, we did actually. Get in touch with us on Facebook, ask us questions and things.
Yeah.
And like we'll totally ignore your point like we do with Aaron's. Maybe we'll talk about it next week.
Yeah, or in a minute.
No.
Okay.
The concept of illusion.
Talk about that in a minute.
Yeah, I'm probably going to have faded this out by the time it gets to this point.
Okay. Right, so if you want to get...
Keep talking,
speak
yeah?
to us. find us on Twitter, find us on Facebook, and find us on iTunes and Audioboom. We're trending again, by the way.
Find us in Hitchin.
Yeah, man. Huh.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.